2. Questions 13 to 22. You will hear 5 different people talking about workshops they have recently attended. For each extract, there are 2 tasks. Look at task 1. For each question, 13 to 17, choose the reason the speaker gives for attending the workshop from the list A to H. Now look at task 2. For each question, 18 to 22, choose the outcome of attending the workshop from the list A to H. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 30 seconds to read the 2 lists. Now listen and do the 2 tasks. Speaker 1.
There's a danger in business of not seeing the wood for the trees, and I'd been feeling for some time that we were trudging forward with no real sense of why we were doing what we were doing. So before we considered developing new products or services for customers, I wanted to find out more about the reasoning behind development, the ideas and thinking of systems. That's what this workshop offered. Obviously, I'm not in R&D myself, but I wanted to be able to understand the underlying issues when the R&D people come and talk to me. The workshop made me realize how complex those issues could be, and that's why we've now appointed someone to look after that side of things for the first time.
Speaker 2.
Yes, well, I was quite surprised at how big an effect going along to a single afternoon session turned out to have. Afterwards, I spent a few days thinking over what I'd learnt and talking it through with various colleagues, particularly on the IT team. I concluded we'd been wrong to bring in new sales targets without altering anything else. So we sat down and reworked people's responsibilities, the definitions of their roles and tasks. Now I think the whole system works much better. And to think that I only went because I was feeling a bit rusty about the database and wanted to spend some time trying out how to coordinate all the data we'd had on customers. It led me to realise how much more the sales staff could be doing if we rejigged their role.
Speaker 3.
I'm very glad I went to the workshop, as it enabled me to get things moving ahead. If I hadn't gone, I think we'd have ended up calling in outside consultants, which would have been an expensive way to get no more information than we can get by ourselves. But arranging for the HR manager to investigate our staff's expectations and intentions and present it all in writing to the leadership team has worked well enough for our purposes. I signed up for the workshop because I knew we needed to find out more concrete facts about how career patterns are shifting. We can't control them, of course, but if we know about them, we can at least anticipate what's coming. They showed us some case studies which were really quite similar to our situation.
Speaker 4.
We're in a business where it really is true that you have to keep running, even to stand still. And market research keeps showing us that customers expect more and more. The workshop outline said it would cover ways to develop genuinely new products and services, which was exactly what we needed. And it has proved useful. Now that I've put together a dedicated cross-functional group to generate ideas and suggestions, I think we'll start to see some quality results coming through once they're ready to release their findings. And that should give us the competitive edge we so badly need to gain without the expense of hiring an agency or taking on new staff who we can't accommodate.
Speaker 5.
There's certainly been quite a shift over the last few years towards measurement. It seems everything has to be quantified these days. We've been measuring an ever-widening scope of aspects of the business. And so there's nothing new for us about measuring what each and every employee achieves in relation to agreed targets of efficiency or achievement. The session I went to offered the opportunity to examine alternative ways of going about it, and it was as useful as it promised to be. In the spirit of consultation, I've presented all the options on the intranet so people can look at it, and then we'll have a discussion phase. I hope it'll work out because I don't want everyone to feel any new system is imposed from above.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2.